WGN live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicago on what is St. Patrick's Day weekend here in Chicago. The view out of here, I've already done a little bit of Instagramming, is absolutely amazing. It is stunning. And this day, this weekend, has all the accoutrements that you want for a celebration of Irish fun, festivities, and culture. And in studio with us, we are super honored to have, she's the East Region Ambassador for the amazing and historic Tullamore Dew, the one and only Gillian Murphy. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited. I'm looking over at your gorgeous Green River here. It's beautiful.
This is like getting Tom Brady on Super Bowl weekend, right? This is it, because this is prime time.
The compliment. Thank you. It is the prime time. This is definitely our busiest time of the year. We are back to back with events, as you can imagine. St. Patrick's Day, everyone wants to drink Irish whiskey.
You want to be able to celebrate authentically, right? You want to be able to get out there. Everyone wants to celebrate, and just putting a couple drops of green food coloring in your beer just doesn't cut it when it comes to Tullamore Dew. So talk about some of the cocktails.
Well, I agree with you there. So I'm from Ireland. Originally, I haven't been practicing this accent. It is authentic. So back home in Ireland, we don't drink green beer. We drink Irish whiskey. That's how you truly celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So Tullamore Dew is the whiskey that I work for.
And before we get to the cocktails, yeah. I am remiss. Let's talk a little bit about, because there are a lot of things when you go into the store, your favorite places where you get stuff in order to celebrate and imbibe, a lot of choices. Talk a little bit about the history of Tullamore Dew.
There's a lot of choice, and there are many, many fantastic Irish whiskies out there. I mean, I'm biased, so my favorite is Tullamore Dew, but there's good choices. So Tullamore Dew, I'll give you a fun fact. Tullamore is actually a town. It's bang smack in the middle of Ireland. So that's where the name comes from.
And bang smack means smack dab, if I translated, right?
I didn't even know there. We had a language disconnect there. But yes, yeah, smack dab in the middle of Ireland. And the dew is not the moisture in the grass in the morning. It's the initials of a man, Daniel Edmund Williams.
Wow.
So yeah, he was instrumental to the founding of our distillery back in 1829. So we've got a long history there. Yeah.
So making people happy for a long time since 1829. When it comes to celebrating, and you mentioned right there, smack dab, bang smack, however you're going to say smack. It right there in Ireland. I'm sure it's a national country celebration. Everyone's excited. Mm-hmm. When it comes to across America, we like to think that we embrace and celebrate kind of our Irish heritage and support for St. Patrick's Day better than other places. You've seen them all. Where does Chicago rank?
Oh, Chicago is definitely up there. I mean, I live here in Chicago, so I'm very prone to supporting Chicago. But I must say, I think it's one of the best cities I've ever been in for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, the fact that you guys dye the river, everybody is out and about drinking, enjoying themselves, you know, and celebrating the parade. It's definitely top notch.
So everyone is celebrating, and we talked about it a little bit. You want to celebrate authentically with Tullamore Dew, with Gillian, with all of that. So you're going to give some suggestions, kind of steer people in the right direction for what to do. Not only today, because this is just like St. Patrick's Eve, right? You're saying, how can it get more Irish than this? I'm like, tomorrow is going to be even bigger. So what can they make?
So, well, Tullamore Dew is very, very versatile. I personally drink it neat or on the rocks, but it works fantastically well in the cocktail too. So I've got some ingredients here in studio. I know the people at home won't be able to see what I'm doing, but I'll be able to explain.
You can at WGNradio.com. You can look. We've got a video stream.
Oh, hello. Anyone that's looking, I'm waving.
Yep, and of course it'll
wonderful.
Be posted as well. But
well, then we'll do some cocktail making then. So one of my favorite cocktails to make is an old fashioned. But anybody who has any bit of skill in whiskey or in cocktail making will know that an old fashioned takes a bit of work, because you've got to muddle up sugar cubes with bitters. But I have the perfect solution for you. So Drambuie is a herbal scotch liqueur. So this, if you use Drambuie, you won't need to use any sugar. So I put about an ounce of Drambuie into my glass. In you go. Now that's taken away any need for muddling, any of the hard work. And I'm also going to put in about an ounce of Tullamore Dew, the Irish whiskey itself. So in that goes. Give that a bit of a stir. Put in some ice and a few dashes of bitters. So bitters is a very fancy term that nobody really knows what it is, but it basically makes drinks taste very, very good. And your friends will be very impressed if you have this in your house. So I suggest buying some. I'm going to give this a little whirl, and then we have, that's our first drink. That simple.
That is that. So we're going to have that posted at WGNRadio.com a little bit later on today, so people will be able to take that advice and use it towards something amazing for later on tonight and tomorrow. So
can I offer you a drum?
Yeah. Well, during the commercial
well,
break.
We'll leave it here for you, and you can definitely reach over.
I appreciate that, Jill.
But that is an easy 2-ingredient drink.
Okay, and so that's
very simple.
That's one of them, and it's for those people that kind of are along the same school as you as far as liking it kind of neater on the rocks, a mm-hmm. little bit kind of stronger, right, where you can taste all of the flavors of the expression.
Exactly. And it's very spirit forward, as we say. It's definitely the whiskey comes out to meet you
strong.
When you drink it. It's strong, yeah. But it's tasty. It's also got that little bit of sweet, so it's not too overpowering.
It's something you can work towards, everybody. So get on it. So, and then the next selection that you've got, what's the other one?
So the next one is, I'm loving this one at the moment. Like, this is my March favorite drink. It's called the Gold Rush. So this one, a little bit more fancy, you know, if you want to impress your friends at home, this is the one that you're definitely going to want to do.
Who doesn't want to impress their friends?
I agree. I definitely do. I'm all about showing off. So what you're going to need is a cocktail shaker. Okay. So you're going to want to fill this shaker full of ice. So I'm filling it up here now, if you can hear the...
I can hear it.
Hear the ice. Right, okay, I've got my shaker. Now I'm going to put in 1 ounce of Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey straight into the shaker. I'm going to take about 1 ounce of honey syrup, which is just honey and water mixed together. So equal parts honey and water, mix it together. You're not going to want to use hot water because it'll get really sticky and ruin all of your saucepans.
Oh, gotcha.
I've made that mistake before. In we go. And then we're going to put some lemon juice in there. So I've got...
You can hear all of it. You're being an extra clinky out there.
Oh, am I? It's not even on purpose.
No, that's great. So we can kind of we can imagine along its theater of the mind, letting the listeners know we're talking with Jillian Murphy. She is the regional for the East Region brand ambassador for the amazing Tullamore Dew, and she's helping us to celebrate authentically when it comes to this weekend and St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. So are you ready for a shake? My cocktail shaker is now filled. I've got my Tullamore Dew in there, my honey syrup, and my lemon juice.
Is there any kind of technique, you know, that you need to...
So the most important thing when you're shaking a cocktail is you want to get the ice from the top of the shaker back down to the bottom. So sometimes you see people meagerly shaking. They're not moving the ice. So you're not agitating the liquid. We really want it to fuse together. We want to get it chilled. So we need to move the ice from top to bottom. And it's all about your shake face.
Okay.
I'm a big... Yeah, I mean, you can imagine... There we go. Can you hear the shake?
To describe, the shake looks good. And the face, she looks like it's a festive, but certainly a determined face.
There we go. So you're going to want to do it for between 5 and 10 seconds. You want your shaker to be cold. So you want condensation on the outside. You want to be uncomfortable holding it, basically. All right. I'm going to fill my glass up with ice right here. And then I'm going to strain in some delicious Gold Rush cocktail. So,
it looks good.
Here we go. So, yeah, this is definitely more of a, I guess, sessionable drink. You can have a few of these.
You can have those in quantity, as many people will today and again tomorrow.
Yep. So, I've just garnished that up with a little bit of lemon, just for a bit of color. Bit of zest, and there we go. You've got your Gold Rush.
It looks good, and people have the rest of tonight to practice, and then, of course, all day tomorrow to kind of make as many of those as they can that their friends and family may require, and we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for that as well. And as we let you go on the busiest day, like, where, if you want to share some of the things, some of the cool things Tullamore Dew and Jillian Murphy are doing the rest of this weekend.
Well, absolutely. So in Chicago, actually, and in 3 other cities across the U.S., in Boston, L.A., New York, we're doing Irish Bar Takeovers. So we're taking over 3 bars in each of those cities, and they're becoming Irish for the day, because we believe that everybody can be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, there's a lot of people who claim they are, and I think it's a day for everyone. Let's celebrate. Being Irish, I think, obviously is where you're born, but I think it's more of a feeling. It's like a, you know, it's the social occasion, the enjoyment.
It's like a vibe. It's a state of mind.
So we're giving everyone the opportunity to be Irish this St. Patrick's Day. So if you're around and about in Chicago, we're going to be taking over El Jefe. It's going to become O.L. Jefe.
Nice.
Taking over Bub City, which is an
Love
an Americana.
Guys.
Yeah. barbecue place. So that's become an Irish for the day. It's going to be Obub City.
Obub City.
And we're also at Big Bar at the Hyatt Regency, which is right next to us here. And they're becoming O Big Bar. So yeah, if you want to be really, truly, authentically Irish this weekend, definitely get yourselves down there.
Some great options, some great selections. Not only the great the cocktails that you've got, but some really cool food spots as well. So give the website out for social media and people can get more information.
Yeah.
And then before we let you go, give your social media so people can keep up with your
adventures. Absolutely, let's do that. So if you guys want to keep up to date with Tullamore Dew, it's tullamoredew.com and the Instagram is tullamoredewus and you'll see all of the happenings. We're all kind of live streaming, feeding in there over the weekend. And then my personal Instagram is Tales of Jillian.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit of a quirky one. And then, as I mentioned, we are doing the takeovers, so the bars are becoming OOO. But we're also doing last name takeovers. So if you want to look at the back of my shirt, quickly, I'll show you.
Well, Murphy's kind of an Irish name already, but you're old Murphy.
But I'm now old Murphy.
So you doubled down on Irish.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for my friend O'Sullivan. He's now O'Sullivan.
O'Sullivan.
Yeah. But if you want to get your own shirt for the weekend, or I mean, I think these are truly year-round, annual, you can do that at oeveryone.com.
You can show it with the cocktails and also with your attire as well. And, of course, all weekend long here in Chicago. So, Jillian, we'll send you off into the wind to help people celebrate and guide them towards the ultimate St. Patrick's Day. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Great fun.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, $20 chef Sean Latham is going to be with us. So stay tuned on The Road with Dane, 720 WGN.